Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Snow. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees.
KEAOOZ,
this is WADMV.
Thank you. I didn't quite get the, was it W8BNB? I was just testing. I'm down sort of near the research park area near the airport.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Name is Ed. I think I have Kilo Echo 8 Oscar Oscar Zulu. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Thanks. Thanks for checking in there.
Great full quieting. Sound just fine. I'm on 5 watts on an HT, just about a mile south of the Diag, so right near campus.
Okay, yeah, I'm on a an HT I rigged up in my truck with an external antenna that is new in the last couple months, so I've been trying to check it around town and just see what I can get. But yep, sounds good. You sound good as well. KE8OZ.
8OZ, WADMB. Terrific. Well, I would suggest that you try out the Aero repeater on 9-6, but that system is down because we had to leave Wolverine Tower, so you would have been right in the right place for it, but the antenna is down and the repeater is down and all the cable has been harvested, and we're out of that building.
Yeah, I did actually see some chatter about that on the Aero listserv, which I subscribe to, but I'm not really an active participant. But yeah, I did hear about Wolverine Tower being torn down. Yeah, I was wondering what was going to happen with some of the equipment up there. I'm also doing some mesh tastic, and the Wolverine Tower node is the one that helps me get out.
I've seen you on mesh tastic. I've been working on his network as well a bit once off on and off for that, and yeah, the Wolverine Tower node, Wocho, is the one that got me out onto the net most of the time. There's two other nodes, one actually quite close to me, about 6 blocks away, and the other one maybe a mile away, that I think both have better antenna outdoor access and will give me a bad connection, but good enough to get messages through from time to time. But yeah, losing Woto really reduced my mesh-tastic footprint quite a bit.
Yeah, do you know if there are plans to try to find another location for some of that equipment?
Well, there are three repeaters plus a mesh-tastic node, or there were three repeaters plus a mesh-tastic node up on Wolverine Tower. The DMR repeater that was up there is going to get rehomed to NALBV's office on, like, Platt and Ellsworth. So that's going to give some amount of coverage. A lot of people use DMR, use hotspots anyway. So that's not a big loss, but whatever. It'd be good to get that back up and on the air. The 220 repeater, I believe JWBATKL is going to just take that one home and stick an antenna up and keep the frequency there, but not try to link it with anything just yet. And then the main aero repeater, we're still looking for high ground for whatever that would be. There have been a couple of entreaties to various building owners to see what they have, and some folks working on it, but I haven't heard anything specific from the club yet. And then the mesh-tastic node, I think it's going to be opportunistic to figure out where the high ground is. That particular box was good because it had a cavity filter in it, so it could be next to 800 megahertz transmitters and still work out. Break for time. So I think the mesh tactic is in some sense easier because it doesn't require that you coordinate quite as much, but also harder because Woto was in such a good location that it had a footprint for a lot of things. I had talked last semester to Peter, N1PWC from the U of M club, about maybe putting a node up on one of the U of M Eats building rooftops. That's probably a spring or summer task. But that wouldn't give the south side coverage that the Woto node had. WADMV back to KEAOZ.
Well, that's quite a bit of relocation there. Yeah, I was thinking about U of M buildings. I work for the university and sometimes go to the WUM club meeting. Trying to think about things on central campus where permissions would be easy. I'll have to ask around, but I might be able to try to find something for the mesh-tastic.
Mesh-tastic is... It would be great to have a high point on central campus for mesh-tastic. In some sense, it's a little bit easier for mesh-tastic than for, say, a 2-meter repeater, just because you have such lower power, you know, like fractions of a watt rather than tens of watts, and you'll have that much less chance of interfering with other services that might also have on tall buildings. So. Yeah, if you come up with something, please let me know, or let the Aero board know, or let the U of M club know. Just get the word out to folks who might have a chance to put together a party to put something up on a rooftop.
Okay, yeah, will do. I'll check into it and see what I can find. And I think now I'm going to head over to Meijer and do my evening grocery shopping. It was good to talk to you, and thanks for all the updates on where that equipment is going. KE8OOZ.
1073 and good shopping. This is WADMV. I'll be monitoring.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.